On Tuesday, the legislature passed a bill to let the town of Campbell circumvent state law and vote on its own to incorporate. It's unclear whether the governor will veto that bill. Two state lawmakers say the town's seven-year experience fighting off City of La Crosse annexations as it tried to incorporate is too long. State Representative Mike Hipsch of West Salem and Senator Ron Brown of Eau Claire are introducing a bill to change the process. Brown says now cities start annexing town property once they hear an incorporation petition is imminent.
The petition for incorporation will be taken up first. The annexation will be set aside if that annexation proposal occurs during that 30-day period that the petition is being circulated.
The bill would appoint a board instead of allowing one person in the Department of Administration to decide an incorporation petition. It would also require the department to give a $20,000 fee back to a town if no decision on incorporation was made within 180 days. Hipsch says the bill will be introduced Monday. It's been sent out for co-sponsors.
What we saw over the past couple of days, especially with the town of Campbellville, was unfortunately the bill got very partisan, and I honestly don't know why the Democrats decided to become as partisan on this bill as they did. But one of the arguments they consistently said was that we need to change the current system.
Hipsch says he hopes Democrats sign on. La Crosse Democratic Senator Mark Meyer says he's not had time to decide, although he says the process is flawed.
La Crosse and Campbell have been in court now for about 7 years, and that speaks to that's too long and speaks to the fact that the process needs to be fixed. And Representative Hipsch and Senator Brown have put forward a proposal that I think is merits looking at and is really a good starting point.
Both Brown and Hipsch predict the bill will get a hearing and be up for a vote early next year. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.